He was the face of the BBC's MasterChef TV programme. Greg Wallace has now been sacked following an investigation by the production company Banijay into his alleged misconduct. Earlier claims of inappropriate touching and behaviour were compounded by more than from another 50 or so people to the BBC. Scott Bryan is a TV critic and broadcaster, and he joins us now. So, Scott, thanks for taking our call.
Morning.
These new allegations, are they similar to the earlier ones?
Similar to, yes. I mean, I think the fact that there are 50 allegations that he denies in regards to his comments sort of merely add to the sort of amount of speculation in regards to Greg Wallace's future with the BBC. But I think what's been sort of rather surreal has just been how this has all come about in terms of Greg Wallace's reaction. There was a report by Banijay, the production company that make MasterChef. And they launched an investigation after these original allegations occurred in the middle of last year. That report has been finalised, and there was expected to be a sort of summary released to the press later this week. But sort of Greg is basically given his side of the story and details of what he claims are in the report, clearing him of the most serious allegations prior to the actual report of the executive summary being made public. So what we've had in the last sort of 24 hours is sort of Greg basically stating that there had been a full and forensic 6-month investigation, that he had been cleared of the most serious allegations in regards to his behaviour. Also sort of saying that he is aware, that he had made sort of inappropriate comments at times that he does apologise for, but basically sort of claiming that this has been a sort of unfair investigation by BBC News, who made the original allegations, at the same time as BBC News yesterday made 50 more allegations of it had sort of 50 more claims from other people in regards to his
from various people. Yeah, and you were at a dinner hosted by Banijay, the production company, last night. What can you tell us about that, or what was being said there?
Well, I mean, this event had been long planned, essentially, them sort of giving an indication. Banijay is a very, very big production company running some of the biggest, most successful programmes on TV. So a lot of about the event or its individual intention was to them to basically highlight the successes of the overall company. And of course, the invitations went out there sort of more than a month ago. And then, of course, this event happened last night at the same time that this story had come about. I think they said that they were unable to essentially comment on what Greg had said, that they will be releasing the report or the executive summary for details later on in the week in accordance of the BBC, and that they have nothing more to add. And then they then went further to say that in the TV industry over the course of the last 20 years, there's been sort of great changes in terms of people being able to come out as whistleblowers, or that there are more support systems for those people who feel that they had been sort of unfairly treated. I guess there are sort of wider questions around sort of Banijay in regards to this report coming out, in regards to who knew what and when in regards to these allegations. I guess also a wider sort of issue yet again about the TV industry in regards to whether it is a safe and suitable place at the moment for many freelancers to go and work. Yeah. And also, if they have any claims, would they, you know, be able to feel comfortable in terms of coming forward?
Well, that's what some of them said in their recent claims to the BBC, that they felt that they had no power whatsoever and would be essentially fired from the project. That was their claim. I wonder, does the accountability and responsibility for any alleged inappropriate behaviour stop with Banijay, or does the BBC have questions as well?
Well, I think the BBC is sort of really wanting to ensure that changes have been made within different production companies, because I always think the buck stops with the broadcaster. I think in terms of viewers watching programmes, I mean, I think that they think the BBC makes them, or the broadcaster makes them, rather than a production company. So it can really damage, I think, the reputation. I think also, you know, there have been stories about talent in regards to BBC talent, but also for talent in regards to other programmes. So reputationally, I think it can really be sort of really fairly damaging. I think in regards to this, it is to highlight that this is not a BBC investigation into Greg Wallace's alleged conduct. It's an investigation, you know, done by the production company themselves. So until we have more details from the production company, we just don't really know.
Thank you very much, Scott Bryan. It's 10 to 9.